Among Senator Elizabeth Warren's presidential campaign proposals is universal child care. Warren is not the first presidential candidate or politician to propose the expansion of child care or pre-kindergarten, but that would mean a sea change in the way child care and preschool work in America. WBUR reporter Max Larkin from our Edify team is here to discuss that. Good morning, Max, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
So, better, cheaper child care on the minds of many new parents. Why might Warren and others make it a marquee proposal?
First of all, Bob, it's very popular. In many polls, bipartisan majorities say they want government to lower the costs and raise the quality of child care. That's based principally on economic arguments that childcare costs hurt families' budgets and limit their options down the line. But there's renewed interest in the idea that good quality childcare has all kinds of positive consequences for kids, too, many years in the future. Not only may a good learning environment at age 3 or 4 lay the groundwork for, say, literacy or higher power memory, but there's long been evidence that preschool attendees tend to earn higher income, stay out of legal trouble, and lead happier lives down the line.
So if there's support, what stands in the way of this?
Bob, we're a long way off from universal child care, due first to two big economic problems. First of all, the cost of child care is very high. Full-time child care costs the average American family about $10,000 per child, and here in Massachusetts, it's often almost twice that much. Some have put that down to regulations here in the state, which are strict. And then second, that money isn't going to the people who actually care for children, and that means there's not much incentive to be trained or compete for jobs in the field. So says Elaine Weiss. She's an early education expert at the Economic Policy Institute in Washington.
We need to build up a national cadre of well-trained, qualified child care providers, and we haven't done that because we pay them as if they are garage working attendants or burger flippers.
In Massachusetts, Bob, the median child care worker earned a salary of just $29,000 in 2017. The median kindergarten teacher in state earned about $72,000 that year.
What about facilities, Max? Are they all top-notch? I imagine not.
No, they're not. In fact, families' experience of child care in Massachusetts is intensely variable, as it is across the country. About a quarter of 3- and 4-year-olds go to big child care centers, a quarter stay with their parents or guardians, and the rest are spread out through public preschool, relatives, or neighbors who might not be licensed. Those are some of the findings from an Early Learning Institute study at Harvard. And Stephanie Jones of Harvard, the lead author of that study, says, as it is now, parents often don't make much of a childcare choice.
They're usually either in a lottery for a formal setting, or they're trying to put together an arrangement that fits what they can pay.
Jones also found that more families in low-income communities tend to leave their kids with relatives or have a parent stay home themselves. And that may not be a bad thing, Bob, but she also found that poorer families tend to be less confident in the quality of care their children are getting. And of course, staying home means someone isn't working, which can mean less income.
All right, let's bring it back to Senator Elizabeth Warren's idea to bring high-quality child care to children nationwide. How are experts reacting?
Well, Bob, most of the people I spoke to in the field were thrilled that Warren was starting the conversation with a bang. Her proposal would grant child care workers the status of educators and the salary to go with it, and it would reduce costs to families dramatically in many cases. But that said, Bob, there isn't really a high-definition picture of Warren's high-quality child care. How do you ensure that grandparents and churches and child care centers all live up to the same high standard? And what is that standard? Jerry Robinson, a Boston School Committee member and early learning expert, says she can't imagine a one-size-fits-all European model taking shape in such a diverse country as America.
We're a culture and a country where everybody wants to be able to make their own choice. You really want people to make informed, good choices, but the issue is out there, you still have a choice to make.
Now, obviously, Bob, we're almost a year away from even the first primary votes being cast, so the hope is that Warren has started a conversation, and now we'll have months, even years, to figure out what people really want.
And WBUR's Max Larkin, who reports for our Edify team, will be following it all. Max, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.
See more reporting on education issues from around the Boston area by visiting the Edify page at our website, WBUR.org.